This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. India and the United States have signed the Pax Silica Declaration at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. This declaration will strengthen collaboration in areas like the production of critical minerals and semiconductors and in the rapidly evolving artificial intelligence space to create a safe and strong global silicon and technology ecosystem. Presiding over the signing ceremony, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the goal of India is to take a leadership role in semiconductor and electronics industries. Mr. Vaishnav said India's talented engineers are designing the most complex and advanced 2-nanometer chips. He added that the semiconductor industry requires more than 10 lakh talented pool and that will be fulfilled within the country. He also informed that students from 315 universities and colleges are designing chips.
I would like to extend my special thanks to the vision of our Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, who has made all this possible, this entire AI Impact Summit, the silicon supply chain that we are building, and that huge set of new opportunities which are coming for the young population which is here. We are not just holding a summit here. We are building the future. We are laying the foundation for the young generation. Beyond 2047 also, there will be a growth period of another 50 years.
At the signing ceremony, U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore said that from the trade deal to Pax Silica to defense cooperation, the potential for India and the U.S. to work together is truly limitless. He said that the coalition is being formed to shape the 21st century economic and technological order, securing the full silicon stack from critical minerals and chip manufacturing to AI deployment. Mr. Gore noted that Pax Silica aims to replace coercive dependencies with trusted industrial partnerships that empower free markets.
India's entry into Pax Silica isn't just symbolic. It's strategic. It's essential. In addition to talent, India has made important strides towards critical mineral processing capacity. Policies that will reinforce U.S.-India tech cooperation will power AI innovation and adoption for years to come. We can share trusted AI technology with the world and especially with partners like India. And critically, India brings strength. Peace comes through strength. India understands this. India understands strong borders. That strength, that sovereignty, is exactly what Pax Silica amplifies.
On the fifth day of the summit today, high-level GPAI Council meetings will take place today. Following the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors, the India AI Impact Expo will remain open till 8 p.m. today. In connection with the India AI Impact Summit 2026, traffic restrictions will be in place across parts of the national capital today. In an advisory, the Delhi police said that traffic regulations will be enforced during 2 time slots to ensure smooth and secure movement from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the morning and from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the evening. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed grief over the demise of Lok Sabha MP from Shillong, Dr. Ricky Andrew J. Singhcon. In a social media post, President Murmu said that Dr. Singhcon contributed to the development of Meghalaya and worked for the welfare of the people. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that Dr. Singhcon will be remembered for his dedicated service to the people of Meghalaya. The President and the Prime Minister also extended their condolences to his family, friends and supporters during this difficult time. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah today extended greetings to the people of Arunachal Pradesh and Mizoram on their statehood day today. The Election Commission has directed chief electoral officers of 22 states and union territories to complete preparatory work related to the upcoming Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls. The inaugural Board of Peace meeting ended in Washington, D.C. last night. Addressing the meeting, U.S. President Donald Trump announced commitments of more than $7 billion U.S. dollars towards the Gaza relief package from members of the Board of Peace. And that is the end of this news bulletin.